जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन भल्लभ गिरिभर धारी गोपी जन भल्लभ गिरिभर जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर गोपी जन भल्लभ गिरिवर यशोदनंदना जनरंजन यशोदनंदना जनरंजन यमुना तीर यमुना तीर जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर यशोदनंदन जनरंजन यशोदनंदन व्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीर बचा यमुना तीर बचा जय राधा माधव राधा माधव सियाते जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ सियाते जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर श्री राधे जय ललिता विशाखा ललिता विशाखा ललिता विशाखा जय ललिता विशाखा जय कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimati Gopal Krishna Vishwami Tamini Prabhupada Sisaitam Vipakrasa Vityasa Pracharan Kirvasaru Magatpati Namah Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityananda Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschachadesatarine Om Jnananti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadham Tikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sirupam sagrajatam sahagana ragunatam vitam tam sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Visabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhyaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila Chapter 2, Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and text number 9. Nandasuta Bali Yanre Bhagavate Gai Sei Krishna Avatirna Chaitanya Gosani Nandasuta Bale Yanre Bhagavati Gai Sei Krishna Avatirna Chaitanya Gosani Nandasuta Bale Yanre Bhagavati Gai Sei Krishna Avatirna Chaitanya Gosani Nandasuta Bale Yanra Bhagavati Gai Sei Krishna Avatirna Chaitanya Gosani Somebody else? Mataji's? namasat na bagapatikay. Siris na abartay na chaitay na gosay. Nanda suta bali ang re bagapatikay. Is it Gosai or Gosani?
Gosai.
Gosani.
Gosani.
Gosai.
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 In Bengali,
oh, Gosai.
But in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it says Gosani. It's the same. Same, same. Word for word meaning, Nanda Sutta, the son of Nanda Maharaj, Bali, as Yanre, who, Bhagavate, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Gai is sang, say that Krishna, Lord Krishna, Avatirna, descended, Chaitanya Goswami, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. He whom Srimad Bhagavatam describes as the son of Nanda Maharaj has descended to earth as Lord Chaitanya. Everybody, please repeat. He whom Srimad Bhagavatam describes as the son of Nanda Maharaj has descended to earth as Lord Chaitanya. Purport. According to the rules of rhetorical arrangement for efficient composition in literature, a subject should be mentioned before its predicate. The Vedic literature frequently mentions Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan, and therefore, these three terms are widely known as the subjects of transcendental understanding. But it is not widely known that what is approached as the impersonal Brahman is the effulgence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's transcendental body. Nor is it widely known that the Supersoul or Paramatma is only a partial representation of Lord Chaitanya, who is identical with Bhagavan himself. Therefore, the descriptions of Brahman as the effulgence of Lord Chaitanya, the Paramatma as his partial representation, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna as identical with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must be verified by evidence from authoritative Vedic literatures. The author wants to establish first that the essence of the Vedas is the Vishnu Tattva, the absolute truth, Vishnu, the all-pervading Godhead. The Vishnu Tattva has different categories, of which the highest is Lord Krishna. The ultimate Vishnu Tattva, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita and throughout the Vedic literature. In Srimad Bhagavatam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is described as Nandasuta, the son of King Nanda. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that Nandasuta has again appeared as Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he bases this statement on his understanding that the Vedic literature concludes that there is no difference between Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This author will prove, if it is thus proved that Sri Krishna is the origin of all tattvas, truths, namely Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan, and that there is no difference between Sri Krishna and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it will not be difficult to understand that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also the same origin of all tattvas, the same absolute truth as he is revealed to students of different realizations is called Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nanda Sutta Valeyanre Bhagavati gai. Se Krishna Avatirna Chaitanya Gosain. Not Gosani?
No, Gosain.
Must be a typographical error here.
No. The N is not pronounced. Nai, Gosai.
Oh, really?
You merge the N and I to make a Gosain.
Oh, sorry, I'm not a Bangladesh.
The pronunciation of A is silent.
The I is silent. Gosai.
Gosai.
Gosai. Then. Okay. We learn something every day. He whom Srimad Bhagavatam describes as son of Nanda Maharaj has descended to earth as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As we've heard this verse, Brajendra Nandana Ye Sachi Sutta Hoilo Se Balaram Hoilo Nitai. So, the scripture says that there is no difference between Lord Krishna, Lord Ram, Lord Nisingadev, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They're all equal in power. But Krishna is a supreme personality of Godhead, and he is the source of everything. To conclude and say that Lord Chaitanya is an expansion of Lord Krishna, that knowledge is not complete, because there is no difference between Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's like there is no difference between Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram. Only the color is different. Balaram is crystal white. Krishna is blue, is black, like a sapphire. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Gauranga, molten gold color, just like of Srimati Radharani. So Lord Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago to perform his pastimes and to teach again the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna for the benefit of the conditioned souls in Kali Yuga. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared 500 years ago in order to show us how to be a devotee of Lord Krishna. He is Krishna himself, but at the same time, he came as a devotee. When Lord Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Parityajya, surrender, give up everything, all your so-called religious practices, surrender unto me, do not worry, I will protect you. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed us how to surrender just by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Very simple. He's the one who propagated the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and specifically he's the one who gives Braja Prem. Not just Prem, Braja specifically. Just like of the mood of the Brajabasis. Unfortunately, most of the people in India doesn't recognize Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. they thought and considered him as a Bengali saint because of his activities. But those who understood that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none different than the Supreme Lord, they worship him as God, even though some misunderstood him, even his students. They will mock him, and whenever they will tease him, and he will close his ears. He doesn't want to be recognized as the Supreme Lord, but very intimate associates of the Supreme Lord, like Ramananda Roy, he showed his Sadbuj form. His Sadbuj form means two hands carrying kamandalu and japamala, two hands playing the flute, and two hands carrying the bow and arrow. Is there another personality whom he showed? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. But he doesn't show this to everyone. He doesn't reveal this to everyone because he will be easily misunderstood again. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Chana Avatar, is a hidden incarnation of the Supreme Lord. Even Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram, they're listed as incarnations in the Srimad Bhagavatam, specific scheduled incarnations of the Supreme Lord. But they're not incarnations. They are the Supreme Lord themselves. And portrayed themselves just like an ordinary human being. But their activities are not ordinary, the superhuman activities. Lord Krishna would kill many demons, play with his cowherd boyfriends, dance with his cowherd maiden friends. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on the other hand, he will also perform these different activities while he was young. Young age, he will tease the brahmanas. He will pretend that he's going to school, but he will go a little bit on the side and go to Ganga, played and pull the dhotis of the brahmanas while they're chanting their Gayatris. And he would, then when he would hear that the news will be given to his father, then the father will come to see him, then he will immediately get out of Ganga and he will smear Ganga sand or ashes or dust, and he would have his marking of the his clothes with ink, so it looks like he's coming from school. Later on also he would steal the garments of the young girls who were praying to Lord Shiva to get a good husband. He will do all of these naughty things, mischievous things. And then later on he would portray a very great scholar, Panditji. Nimai Pandit, that he even defeated this very, very famous Kashmiri Pandit. And then later on, after the initiation, then he will exhibit the ecstatic symptom of like being a madman. So it may seem like very different activities, but it shows that they're two identical personalities. Moreover, Lord Chaitanya is none different than Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani combined. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very difficult to understand. The Supreme Absolute Truth, it's not so easy to understand. especially this tattva. Badanti tattva vidas tattvam yad gyanam Brahmeti, 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 Bhagavan iti sabjate, says in the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam also, second chapter, text 11, how the Supreme Absolute Truth is categorized in three aspects. And the first realization of the Supreme Absolute Truth is the Brahman aspect, or the effulgence coming from the transcendental form of the Supreme Lord. As we mentioned earlier, in the spiritual world, there's no need of sunlight or moonlight. There's no need of electricity because everything is effulgent due to the brightness of Lord Krishna's body. It emanates everywhere, and it even permeates even in the material world as the sun. The reflection of Brahma Jyoti is being emanated from the sun. So the first realization, of course, he is Parabrahman. We are also Brahman. Krishna is Brahman also. That means spiritual in nature. There is no difference between us and Lord Krishna. That's why he says we have the same qualities as Lord Krishna, full of knowledge, bliss, and eternity. But Krishna is Bibhu. That means unlimited, to the highest degree. And we are Anu. We are minute. We are limited. So, the first realization is this, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is also the Supreme Brahman. And we are also Brahman. And this is the first aphorism in the Vedanta Sutra, Atato Brahma Jignasa. Prabhupada says, if we understand that Lord Krishna is eternally supreme spiritual entity, and we are also eternally, but not supreme, expansion. We are expansion of the Supreme. There is no way in a time that we can become the same level or greater than Krishna. Unfortunately, again, those unscrupulous, the jnanis, the mental speculators, this is their goal, to merge into this Brahman effulgence. Even the Mayavadis, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to be with him, his name Prakashananda Sarasvati, they saw, because Krishna, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he played the role again as a devotee, and then just to trick the Mayavadis, he took sannyas from a Mayavad sannyasi. And then he feels very low in compared to this. Again, there's different levels of Mayavadis. So he considered to be himself as a lower grade of being a Mayavad, but he's not a Mayavad, to trick them so that they become devotees. So he was sitting in a corner, but then there's some effulgence again coming from his body. It's like a thousand suns rising at the same time. This is how effulgent. Like here we have a nice chandelier here. It's very effulgent, especially in the morning time. It's like even one of this is enough to lit up the whole room. But when they saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were like blinded. It's too bright. So what is this? Again, this is the Brahman effulgence, of Brahma Jyoti. And it says in the nectar of Shish Upanishad, a devotee prays that, please, my dear Lord, please move away your effulgence so that I can see you. Hiranma Patra. Right? There's effulgence. The jnanis, they're not be able to realize the personal feature of the Supreme Lord because they just want to connect or be in one, united, which is considered to be as hellish for the devotees. There's another aspect of the Supreme Lord as Paramatma. The Paramatma feature means He is the super soul. He's the all-pervading, localized aspect of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, there is only one Paramatma. It is not that your Paramatma, the Paramatma inside our heart, or the heart of Vijay, is this different than the Paramatma who is in my heart. No, it's the same. The Prabhupada gave an example, just like if we have 100 water pots here and the sun is there, the reflection of the sun is the same, coming from the same sun. So if we have a friend, Prabhupada gave another example, if your friend is like 100 miles away or 10,000 miles away in America, and we ask him, where is the sun? The sun is on the top of my head. But the sun is on top of my head also. So how is that? Because there is only one sun. So this same, it's like Tulsi Devi. Tulsi Devi is being worshipped everywhere in our ISKCON temples. But she's the same personality. Same Tulsi at home, where your ashram is, the same Tulsi here. Jagannath again is the same. Same Jagannath during Rath Yatras in New York, London, Paris, Tokyo, Toronto. The same Jagannath in Jagannath Puri. Because He's the Lord of the universe. There's only one. So the Paramatma, actually, there is no interaction here. In the Brahman effulgence of the Supreme Lord, there is no activity. That's why Prabhupada says, there is no bliss. There is no activity, there is no bliss. And therefore, one has to come back again, come down again. It's not eternal. The same, the Paramatma is not present in the spiritual world. It's only in the material world that Paramatma gives us direction, guides us, in order for us to go back home, back to Godhead. And even in the form of lower species of life, like cats and dogs that we acquired from before, the same Paramatma never lives alone, is always together. The Atma, Jiva Atma, and the Paramatma together. And the Shastras compare or give an example. It's like in a tree, there are two birds sitting in a tree. One wants to enjoy the fruits, and the other one says, no, don't do it, because this is not good. Either we'll be rewarded or punished by the activities that we have performed. So He does not interfere, the Paramatma. He gives us guidance. He tells us what is proper and what is not proper. So it's up to us to make a decision here, whether to follow it or not. But we will not be able to hear the dictations of Paramatma until our senses are fully under control. We will not be able to hear the Paramatma because we are under the dictations of our mind when the senses are fully under not in control. If it's under control, then the mind is peaceful. Then the mind can hear the dictations of Paramatma. Right now, because our senses are uncontrolled and the mind is turbulent, is flickering, is disturbed, then we'll not be able to hear the dictations of Paramatma. So Prabhupada says in the purport that there is really no interaction between the Brahman realization and the yogis who are just trying to meditate on this Paramatma feature of the Supreme Lord. Only when one comes to the platform of pure devotional service, then there is an interaction, because now it is a personal aspect. person to person now. Those who are expert in devotional service, they can talk with Krishna. They can see Krishna face to face in the Bhagavan feature. And they can hear Krishna when they talk back, when he talks back to them. But that is the highest understanding of the Supreme Lord. So now, when one comes to the platform of realizing the absolute truth in the Bhagavan feature, automatically he understood these other features of the Supreme Lord, the Brahman and the Paramatma. And that is our goal. And that goal can be rich when we have faith in the holy name. The whole issue here is you don't have enough faith in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We know it is enjoyable. It's enjoying. It's nice to be in the kirtan. But do we really try to avoid the offenses while chanting? Are we really trying to increase our faith in the holy name? Or we just, because we agreed at the time of initiation, I have to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Okay, I'll just finish my rounds and it doesn't matter whether it is attentive or not, or offensive. So we have to increase our faith. Huh? The Supreme Lord's holy name and the Lord's personality himself is none different. So the absolute truth can be understood only by complete understanding of the absolute truth is by understanding this Bhagavan feature of the Supreme Lord. It's like in Russia they have these dolls called Matryoshka. Is anyone from Russia? Is that correct? Matryoshka? Matryoshka. Yes. We've seen this. You've seen this, Vishnu Prabhu. He was in Russia also. You know, like, there's a big doll, and then, but there is like an opening, and when you take it up, take out the top, inside there's another doll. And then, it became smaller though. And then, when you take out this, there's another doll there. It becomes small, like this. Very nice. So this can be the similarity that if we understand the Bhagavan feature of the Supreme Lord, then we understand also His Paramatma. So the more we advance in Krishna consciousness, we'll come to the point whereby we'll be able to understand His Bhagavan feature. And Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna is none different. Again, as we mentioned earlier, Krishna came in Kali Yuga, not in blackest complexion. We've heard this verse many times. Was that? Krishna varnam tosa akrishna. Sangopangastra parsada yagyai sankirtana prayar yajantihi sumedasa. So those who have a little bit of intelligence, Sumedasa, will come to conclusion that he will take up the process of Sankirtan mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is surrounded by his eternal associates, Parisads. Parisads means eternal associates. Lord Nityananda, none other than Balaram, Advaita Prabhu, none other than Mahavishnu and Lord Shiva, Mahashiva, Sadashiva combined, Gadadhar again, as Radharani, Shivash, who is Shivash? Narad Muni, yes, a devotee. So all of them, they came, the Panchatattva, to inaugurate the Kali Yuga with love of God. Nanda Sutta, Lord Krishna, none different than Sachi Sutta, son of Mother Sachi. So, as Prabhupada says also, it is very difficult to understand Lord Krishna. We just try to develop our love for Him. But in the beginning, because we don't have that understanding of Krishna, it is also, we can see Krishna not through our eyes at the moment. We can see Krishna through our ears. The messages coming from the sastras, they are our eyes to see. Was that? Sastra Chakshu. Sastra Chakshu. We see Lord Krishna, Srimati Radharani, Krishna Balaram, Gornitai. Of course, others may have some sentiment, but that is cannot be complete, and it could be temporary. Because I know someone, he says, I love Radharani. I don't love Krishna, only Radharani. And that person will always be in front of Radhesham. He will not even go to Gornitai or Krishna Balaram. He'll just go right in front of Radhesham. It's not possible. You cannot have Radharani, because Krishna is always with Radharani. You cannot have Radharani alone. It's not, you cannot have Krishna without Vrindavan. You cannot have Vrindavan without Krishna. It's like here, we don't sell Radharani's picture alone. Do we sell Radharani's picture alone? No. We have to sell both together, Radhesham. Or maybe we can have Krishna and Balaram separate, yes? But not Radhesham. Separate. So, in the following verses, which will be covered later on, more description of these different features of the Supreme Lord as the Absolute Truth, Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. Hare Krishna, my friend. Hare Bol. Okay, I will stop here for now. We can discuss more, but let me see if you have any questions or comments. Yes, right there. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaji. Thank you so much for the wonderful class. I just wanted to know how can I develop taste in chanting?
You have to chant first. Okay, you will not have the taste if you don't chant. And chant in the association of devotees. Now, if there are no devotees around, you chant in front of Tulsi Devi, like Haridas Thakur. Or you chant in front picture of our deities or your favorite deities. Or, yes, you have to read Bhagavad Gita. Because we have to understand first Krishna Tattva. You may not understand Krishna immediately, but reading helps a lot. Prabhupada says, I've heard this in that... remembering Srila Prabhupada, that along with chanting, one should read every day. The more you read, you will understand Krishna's position and our position, what is our relationship with Him. And then when we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, it will only develop more and more our relationship with the Supreme Lord. And we'll understand one day that there is no difference between Lord Krishna and the Holy Name. Where are you from?
We stay here only with them.
Okay, so you still don't have taste?
I'm trying, Maharaj.
Good, you're being honest. Because many just... whatever we do, it's always have to be accompanied by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Everything that we offer to Krishna, it is supplemented by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Not in the kirtan alone, but especially in japa. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also chanting number of rounds every day. He was chanting through his fingers, right? Like this. So we don't have taste, we are in ignorance, like jaundice. The cure, if you have jaundice, which is a disease of the liver, is sugar. Especially, but little dosage, like this rock candy. We chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and it tastes bitter. We chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and we see all the anarthas within our hearts. We see really what's in our mind. We really see what's going on within ourselves. It's a good thing others cannot see what's going on in my heart. Otherwise it'll be embarrassing. But this is the cure. This is the cleansing process. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. How you can have the taste ultimately to not become envious. If one is envious, there is no way you will have the taste for chanting. How you not to become envious? Become humble. How you not become humble? Serve the Vaishnavas without any ulterior motive. Serve Guru. Serve Srila Prabhupada's mission without any ulterior motive. That is the meaning of being humble. So it's like a sequence here. Huh? Any other points? Any questions? Yes, over there at the back. Matajis are doing good today. They have a lot of questions. Yes, Hare Krishna.
Some people argue that this statement that...
Huh?
Some people
argue...
Yeah, that this statement of... falling down from Brahman.
Uh-huh.
Is nowhere to be found in Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, because Brahman also starts. And also they say that even in some verses in the Bhagavatam,
it is
said that Brahman is
full
of bliss, eternity,
mm-hmm.
and knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you know any
verses? We just follow what Prabhupada says. We just try to repeat as what Prabhupada mentions in his purports. Yes, there are statements that no one falls down from the spiritual world. Or Prabhupada says, back home, back to Godhead. Back. Now, back means we were there before. It doesn't matter. In either case, we should not try to delve too much into this subject matter. Better we try to get out of this material world, because we will never come to the conclusion. We follow what our acharyas says, but specifically what Prabhupada has told us. Better just be focused on how to purify our hearts. Not again, I said this in the beginning, don't try to understand Krishna, but try to develop love for Krishna, as Prabhupada says. So it'll be very difficult for us to come. We can sit here and don't go for pasad, and we will not come for the conclusion here. Best is to read that the fall down of giant Vijay. Was it in seventh canto? Which canto is that? Yeah, that's part of that canto. When the four Kumaras came and then they met giant Vijay, and then giant Vijay went down to the material world.
I was talking more about Brahman, about the statement that you made that people fall from Brahman.
This is what Prabhupada says. Because there is no activities, you will feel bored. Just imagine yourself going to a very nice, exotic, like let's say in a nice beach, and you don't do anything, you'll get bored there. You'll come back again to back to work, your job.
I'll stay at the beach.
You can only stay there for some time. That's okay. There's a saying, no man is an island. So, I can get back to you, but many points Prabhupada says, they don't stay there that long. They come down again and do philanthropic works again. Like a karmi. You see, this is a gradation. Karmi, jnani, yogi, then bhaktas. When they come down, they don't become bhaktas immediately. When they become sick and tired of working and no finding also, then they become jnanis. They started to study. Then they become mental speculators after some time. And then if they find the right authority to explain to them, then they'll become yogis and then bhakti. Okay?
So just to be clear for me, people argue, make the argument that there is nowhere in the Bhagavatam, within the verses of the Bhagavatam, that is said that you fall down from Brahman, what can I...
As I said, I can come back to you and I will let you know. But from the purpose of Srila Prabhupada, this is what he says.
Thank you.
I'm trying to, as much as possible, repeat as well. I don't have any knowledge. Okay, anything else? Matajis, one more from the Matajis? No. Okay, we have one Mataji here. Oh, I'm sorry.
Gopi.
Gopi. Where is Bhakta Mike? Let me see. Yes.
Maharaj, you were speaking about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He came as a devotee. He is teaching us to chant Hare Krishna. So sometimes we are prevented that whether we have to concentrate on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna.
What's that again?
You said that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came as a devotee and he showed us that we should chant Hare Krishna.
Yes.
And so we are prevented to follow Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to or concentrate on Krishna.
We are bewildered?
To whether to follow Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said that you chant Hare Krishna.
Chanting Hare Krishna is surrendering to Krishna.
Yeah, so we should more concentrate on Krishna or on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Both. See, some they are attached to Lord Ram. What is that? Murari? What's his name? Is that Murari Gupta? He cannot be convinced by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you should worship Lord Krishna. Some are attached to Gaur Nithai. So they live in Mayapur. They come here for a visit and they said, no, I want to go back to Mayapur. Or some, they're attracted to Krishna. So they live here. And when I go to Mayapur, I was thinking, I think I have to come back again to Vrindavan because it's like there's not much activities for me in Mayapur. It's just like enjoying only. So
Lord Chaitanya surrendered to Jagannath.
Yeah, Lord Chaitanya, because Jagannath, that's why Jagannath Puri is, this is the place of separation. It's very high. Jagannath Puri is very, very high. Could be higher than Vrindavan. The mood of separation there. Some are worshippers of Nrisimhadev. So there is no difference though. There is no difference. You will be able to understand your relationship with Krishna again when the anarthas are gone and you are in the nista stage.
So what should be your goal?
To chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and take prasadam. Don't forget that one.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, let's stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.